Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype, Part 2. And there's a lot of news, humor, and a great playlist that is probably miles too big to actually finish, but we'll try. And all kinds of great stuff. Hello, InfidelGuy.com listeners, and hello, new people. While you're listening to the early batch of tunes, you might want to check out Investigate911.com or FullGospelRanch.com. Going to start off with Tom Lehrer. This is called The Vatican Rag.
Another big news story of the year concerned the Ecumenical Council in Rome, known as Vatican II. Among the things they did, in an attempt to make the church more commercial, was to introduce the vernacular into portions of the Mass to replace Latin, and to widen somewhat the range of music permissible in the liturgy. But I feel that if they really want to sell the product in this secular age, what they ought to do is to redo some of the liturgical music in popular song forms. I have a modest example here. It's called The Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican rag. Processional, step into that small confessional. There, the guy who's got religion will tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria. Gee, it's good to see you. Getting ecstatic and sort of dramatic and doing the Vatican
on it. He had a voice so deep it sounded like tires. She had hard sweater breasts and maximum thighs. He drove with one hand on her hip bone. She says, you can call me Aphrodite. Let me slip into my nightie. They were a skillful impersonation of success and living in an Edo world.
Edo world!
By professionals. It was an adult world with no room for amateurs, and the AC quit and the room was getting hot, and she strips down to something a bit more comfy. The heavy boots and leather skirt have to go. They ain't staying at no flea bag either. 3 stars or better. Cool, clean sheets. Room service. Not Jim Thompson, but not Joan Collins either.
And our world. And our world. And our world.
They saw the future and it was the same as the past.
Thank you.
problem was instant gratification took too long. But he knew all about fear. Starts with Santa Claus, ends with a police siren. Just before dawn at La Cienega in sunset, it hits him. This is where pain meets pleasure. Pleasure meets the Holy Ghost. And the place is here, and the time is now. It's an obvious destiny if there ever was one.
And a world! And a world! And a world!
It was the high cost of maintaining slavery.
Just like an orchid, says he's leaving the old-fashioned way, head first in the hole, straight in the deep end of hell, and leave the world kissing his ass. She says, do you always talk like that? He says, no, sometimes I sit on my knees with my hands behind my back, and I eat bird seed out of the hands of priests.
And a world!
Him a small sense of superiority.
Okay, gonna play a track from a Philly band called The Prisoners. This is a song that was on the banned list after September 11th by a horrible radio station monopoly known as Clear Channel, the one ugly corporation that's arguably worse than Infinity Broadcasting. And they listed so many songs that were banned after September 11th because they were inappropriate. And, of course, most of the list was very laughable. And it includes this next song, which was originally by John Lennon and entitled Imagine. This is that song done by Philadelphia's own The Prisoners.
Thank you.
Okay, you heard Hopeless Dregs of Humanity doing a stock profit option song. The Adverts did Cast of Thousands. The Prisoners did Imagine. Rudimentary Peni did Army of Jesus from their Death Church CD. Wayne Kramer did Adult World and started off with Tom Lehrer doing Vatican Rag. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at 9 o'clock Eastern Time USA at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at InfidelGuy.com. And from 9 to 11, the show will be repeat broadcast throughout this coming week at InfidelGuy.com. And next week, the theme will be Wag the Dog. And that will be about the war drums that are beating in Washington, just itching to bomb Iraq. The solution to any problem, like being exposed in scandals and being proven for what you really are, which in the W. Bush regime can be a real problem. So, we will do Wag the Dog next week, September 22nd. Please check out the updated Reverend Bookburn page at fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn. there's several shows in audio archives and the weekly playlists, message boards, and an updated links page. And there's all kinds of great cartoons at infidelguy.com that you also might want to check out, as well as updates and great satire at Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup's FullGospelRanch.com. And, well, maybe we're finally through all the media hypocrisy and horseshit surrounding the anniversary of September 11th. And pretty much everything that I and some of you have predicted have all come true. They had several nationwide Taliban-influenced memorial services, complete with the blending of church and state, clergy kind of emceeing these events. And I don't know if you saw the TV footage of George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead, sitting there in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, but we were watching it at work while having a pizza party, I'm not kidding, and in this big conference room on a TV where everybody at work fell silent during the prayer part when the mullah, or rather when the minister was doing the prayer thing. And I guess you, if you were watching it, you may have been thinking what I was thinking as you saw W. Cokehead's eyes, like, really, like, strenuously shut tight. It was slightly obvious that he was really trying to fart. And, of course, that's the time when they decided to zoom right in on him. And, of course, it raises the question, if somebody is planning to kill one of your loved ones and is planning that in advance, and the village idiot down the street from you learns about this in advance, would you not want to at least yell at that village idiot who failed to speak or act, instead of inviting him to speak and be the star of the memorial services? So, needless to say, the media kept its face, the corporate media kept its face in its own headquarters, deep in the ass crack of W. Corporate Ho, Enron Protege Bush. And as they went through all of these events, nobody bothered to tar and feather him as deserved. And they went forth broadcasting their little Taliban festivals, complete with clergy. And some of what they said was right. There is a threat to freedom. There is a threat to the homeland. And there is the threat of nuclear materials, and there most definitely is a threat of dangerous chemicals, and that threat is by the W. Bush regime itself, as they remain pro-Star Wars, pro-nuclear power, pro-environmental corporate death peddlers, and pro-forces of destruction. An interesting quote is from a congressman I didn't know about until I saw him on television, because I was masochistic enough to watch a lot of this shit, mostly to prepare for tonight's show. Congressman, I'm not kidding, Blunt, and I don't know what he was smoking before he had a press conference, but he spoke to the public this week and was on CNN, and this is from Congressman Blunt, Republican from Missouri, and I completely agree with this. If you have a rogue dictator then it is appropriate to take action. Well, what could be a clearer example of a rogue dictator, an isolationist, a danger to world security, than the W. Bush regime itself, and of course W. Numbnuts as a figurehead? So Congressman Blunt, whatever he's into, and the Reverend agree, when there is a rogue dictator, it is time for action. Let's see. Want to give a plug once again to investigate911.com. It's like all one word. And some of the people who have done their utmost to expose the lies and the parts not reported or underreported in the corporate media about September 11th and what W. Corporate Ho Bush knew in advance. Sites include copvcia.com, emperors-clothes.com, and fromthewilderness.com. And let's see. Since I gave you so many serious links to chew on for a while, you can also see, I heard that there is a lot of technical problems, and some people, but not all, who listen to the show regularly could not tune in. So I'm going to repeat some of the better stuff from last week, or at least some of the resources and things that don't take a long time. If you are bookmarking investigate911.com and ready to check that and the other sites later, and want some strange entertainment, listener Sister Pamela sent this link to the Reverend a couple of days before the last show. Obviously, she appreciates all artwork pertaining to the penis. This site is called puppetryofthepenis.com. And so if you're tired of the political research, that will give you a little comic relief while we go into the next song. As you know, one of the oldest corporate bands in America, known as the Rolling Stones, is touring. They're going to blow into Philadelphia this week at concerts that cost approximately $50 trillion to get in. And at one point, they did a song just before Daddy Bush's Gulf War got started. And I doubt if they're going to play this at their concert. And I really doubt if you were going to hear this on the bullshit corporate rock stations, especially from Clear Channel or Infinity Broadcasting. But this came out as a single during the Steel Wheels tour towards the end, around late 1990. And it's a good lyric response to the war drums beating before the Gulf War got underway. This song is called High Wire. Play. Now.
Yeah. keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's unwasted, chasing my friends. Problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hello, Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gonna be in prison? We just brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody, over made this peace. It's never been told to be harmful, don't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis ban is just recent, just since 1938, to re-legalize and realize it. You made a big mistake.
Okay, since the last show was not heard by a lot of people, we played a song for Dr. Susan Block and her live guest, Hot Frost, last week, Penelope Houston, formerly of The Avengers, and a great song by her called Tongue. So we're going to play another song for them, but a different one. This goes out to Dr. Susan Block, alias Dr. Susie, at drsusanblock.com and drsusanblock.com/radiosusie1. And this is a new CD to me. I haven't heard it before. I just got it. And at the recommendation of somebody who thought it would be funny to play on the show, the band is called Bloodhound Gang. The CD is One Fierce Beer Coaster. And this song is called Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny.
smells funny.
Okay, going to play another song for the first time. This is by Anti-Heroes. The song is entitled, Rich People Don't Go to Jail.
Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit. I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on my wife's forehead. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're all from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shield so filled with flags I couldn't see. So I ran the car upside down. I was already dead, and I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. Into heaven anymore.
I support the Puerto Rican call for the U.S. out of Vieques. Of the same war that's going on in Brooklyn.
One love. Yo, this is Stickman from Dead Presidents.
I'm saying this is Big M1, M.A. Uno, coming through, giving a big shout out to Blue Magazine.
Attack, Boricua, attack. Attack, Boricua, attack. Attack, Boricua, attack. Attack, Boricua attack. Now let's not sway too far off the tracks, cause these are the facts. Now we are, have been, and will still be getting taxed, and no one is representing us. We are getting cut back, caused by corporate welfare packs, in addition to all the things we already lack, and no one is standing in defense of us. So I'm forced to call on the attack. Attack, 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 Boricua attack. Don't be hesitant to represent. Yeah, you wanna act hard, you wanna talk about being God. So what about a little civil unrest against his government in defense of your people? Does this seem odd? To you maybe, but to me maybe this is even. So even if Steven bitches out giving reasons that they label our actions as treason, then leave him, cause he'll probably be the one who snitches, no doubt. And it shows that he never really knew what it was all about, you know? So we all gonna have to do what we all gonna have to do, and come to terms with everything concerned, and learn how to control the fire when it starts to burn. Burn, baby, burn. Because the situation that we're facing in this nation is not a byproduct of a vivid imagination caused by exaggeration. This is taxation without representation, and I'm trying to get ready and do some heavy collaboration and steady meditation on the situation at hand, and plan how to take back all the war reparations, stolen possessions, and forced emancipations we never received from this land. So from our children's unspoken command, we need to come gun on machete in hand, woman and man, and force them to understand that we will continue to band together, unarmed and undiscovered throughout the night, and our actions will demand to sever our ties forever. For we are right, for we ride on Jah's might, and in darkness we have always seen the light. I am not telling no lie, we have been rebelling long before they heard the yelling. They're building unheard of jails and uncountable scales, and passing death penalties to further darken our reality, because they come to the conclusion that we are no longer necessary us. So we must react and attack, holding nothing back. Attack, attack,
attack, Boricua attack,
like Alicia
attack, Boricua attack,
and Dilicia
attack, Boricua attack,
and Carmen Valentine
attack, Boricua attack,
to destroy the legacy of Marin
attack, Boricua attack,
like Alejandrina
attack,
like Juan Segara, like Luis Rosas
attack,
like Oscar Boricua Lopez
attack,
like Ida Luz Rodriguez
attack,
like Ricardo
Boricua
Jimenez
attack,
like Antonio Camacho Negron
attack,
like Edwin
Boricua
Cortez
attack,
Alberto Rodriguez, Carlos Torres, Adolfo Matos, Elisam Escobar, Aider Beltran, and Solis Jordan attack, 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 Jahu attack.
Okay, you heard the Welfare Poets doing No Taxation, and that was from Blue Magazine, from which we played a track from last week on the show No One Heard, and they're online at bluemagazine.net, BLU magazine.net, Issue 8, Volume 2, Puerto Rican Women Warriors, Latinas and Hip Hop cover. And this magazine is pretty amazing. It's like $5 and is one of the best put together publications, and the graphic and design is out of this world. The content is great, and every issue comes with a full CD. And they are, of course, at Wooden Shoe Books and Records in Philadelphia on 5th Street between South Street and Lombard. Yes, my endless plugging of Wooden Shoe. Before the Welfare Poets, you heard John Prine doing Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore. Anti-Heroes did Rich People Don't Go to Jail. Bloodhound Gang did Kiss Me Where It Smells Funny. The Toys did Hey, Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. And started off with the Rolling Stones doing High Wire. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype, Part 2. And wanted to cover a couple of things while I think of it. As you've heard on the show a number of times, there was an action in Washington, D.C. and Baltimore last August 24th. That involved anti-racist action in D.C. and Baltimore, and the outcome of that was 28 people being arrested and facing serious jail time. And so I wanted to give them a plug. If you want to support the Baltimore 28, and there's all kinds of costs involved, and again, serious charges and jail time is faced by these people who are the front lines against the violent white supremacist groups. You can support them care of Black Planet Books at 1621 Fleet Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21231, and by email, Antifa Legal, A-N-T-I-F-A, Legal, at hotmail.com, and checks need to say Jail Solidarity. And information and updates on that situation at onepeoplesproject.com. That's all one word, onepeoplesproject.com, which is linked at the new Reverend Bookburn website at fullgospelranch.com/RevBookburn. If you want to write to me to get the playlist, give feedback, make song requests, or to claim a prize from one of the contests, you can write Rev Bookburn, care of Rev Bookburn, Rev Bookburn at fullgospelranch.com. I think Marlon is the one who made me giddy tonight. I'm going to try my luck with this cassette machine, which is on the bottom of two machines. This is an old song about what to do about tensions and wars and violent conflicts, since these are such hairy times. It was in the 70s when Israel was in conflict with Egypt, and this was Mark Levy's unusual ideas about a peace plan. This is Mark Levy. Please play. Turn it up. Thank you, Marlon.
Now the Israelis have a nudist camp on Taba, right by Egypt on the Gulf of Aqaba. Bathers sunning on the beach were dangerously within reach of Muslim guards patrolling near the spot. And now it says to cover up in the Koran, but those Hebrews hung it out to get a tan. So for fear of getting heated, the Egyptians just retreated, which provoked this novel thought for a peace plan. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now the colonel of the Egyptian police platoon made this comment as he peered beyond the dune. All these sabras on the Sinai really look a sight to mine eye, though I think we'd better take some action soon. As he turned, he saw the men of his fine crew, field glasses trained on each attractive Jew. So he went and gave the order to redefine the border 100 yards down farther from the view. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. You can unveil a devastating offensive. It's healthier than war and less expensive. Strip to the buff, stick out your duff and strut your stuff. The sight of muff will be enough to halt the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get more room if you disrobe. Relations will improve around the globe. Now here's the surest way to end a running feud. Simply approach your adversary in the nude. If he or she's a prude, they'll think it's lewd and move away. Who knows, they might be in the mood, you win either way. So if you're fighting and you just can't take it, you just might try your luck at standing naked. Before they have another riot, Northern Ireland should try it. The whole world could ease its tensions if we'd only undertake it. I propose this brand new cure for hot disputes. Have the warring parties meet in birthday suits. Imagine how a summit conference might progress. Formalities abandoned as each delegate undressed. No harm in getting back to bare essentials. World leaders must admit it has potential. For uncovered one can make appeals to what the other side reveals and see they're not so different after all. Take off your clothes to those you oppose. Be well exposed to your foes and strike a pose. No need to hurl a rock across the fence if your enemy is being real attentive. Strip to the buff, dig out your dub and stretch your stuff. The sight of muck will be enough to haul the tough. Forget about an armored probe, you'll get results if you disrobe. Relations can improve around the globe. Oh, yes, indeed. Relations will improve all over the globe.
Okay, let's play our song for Tricky Dick Cheney. Whisked off to a secret location during the dramatic orange alert, something that we see a lot of whenever they're exposed for their Enron connections and friendships. Their friendships with corporate criminals and cover-ups of what they knew in advance about September 11th. Orange alert last week. Time to spiral Tricky Dick Cheney from Halliburton Corporation to a secret location, probably Bin Laden's cave, where they can bond talking about how terrible they think women and gay people and infidels and sex positives are. We'll play Dick Cheney's song. This is by the Patti Smith Group. It's called Pumping My Heart. Go.
Baby, got me. give generously to help support the Philadelphia Police League for retarded children. This is the worthy organization that gives a retarded child the opportunity to become a policeman. Founded in 1844, the League provides training in every aspect of crime prevention, from tying one's own shoelace to lying under oath. Many of the youngsters aided by the League have risen to high position in law enforcement. In fact, all of us have. So please help us to rid the streets of morons, psychopaths, and mental defectives and put them where they belong, on the force.
In these days of economic uncertainty, it's hard to make an investment that protects your hard-earned money from today's spiraling inflation. That's why wise investors realize the tremendous value and high return of cardboard. Pshaw, you say. Or maybe you just say, phooey. Some people just spit. But consider just a few of the many products in your life made from cardboard. Modern furniture, mobile homes, fireplace mantles, coffins, hamburgers, boxes, and car doors. As I'm talking to you, the price of cardboard will go up from 1.2 cents to as high as 1.35 cents. That's over a tenth of a cent per ton. In the past, some people said they didn't have the room to store enough cardboard to make any money. Some people just said, phooey. But at these prices, more and more people are finding cardboard to be the smartest investment today. Cardboard, the backbone of America.
Okay, let's play a song in celebration of the release of the movie about the MC5 that is finally coming out. It premiered at the Toronto Film Festival September 5th through the 14th and is finally out. The MC5, of course, being one of the greatest bands of the 1960s, arguably one of the greatest bands of all time. And it's entitled MC5, A True Testimonial. And you can check it out online at futurenowfilms.com. And early in the show, we played a song from the brand new CD by ex-MC5 guitar player Wayne Kramer. And this next track is from the former manager of the MC5 and author of several books, some of the best of the 60s, and similar to Abbie Hoffman and Paul Krasner and others, he went through a lot of trials, did a lot of organizing, was also one of the key voices in the counterculture of the 60s. His name was John Sinclair, author of Guitar Army, and he currently tours and does his poetry before jazz bands and played at the Tritone in Philadelphia in a great, great show. And, of course, had all this awesome stuff with him, like reissues of his old books and his new CDs, or recent era CDs. This one is called Underground Issues, and this track is called Ain't Nobody's Business.
We're going to bring Billy to sing the beginning on this one. It's a tribute to the old blues song that was a hit for so many people. Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday, Jimmy Witherspoon, all kinds of people. Dedicated to my friend Henry Normile. Also to the great Detroit painter Bradley Jones. And my man Bob Righteous Rudnick. It's called Ain't Nobody's Business. Thank you. have a right to our bad habits. And if we want to blow our minds or fuck up our lives, shoot dope or smoke cocaine, if we want to eat too much meat, sit around all day and watch TV, stay up all night listening to music by Charlie Parker and Screaming Jay Hawkins, if we want to walk around naked, fuck our eyes out, eat some pussy or suck a cock, take it up the ass, get our nuts off 700 times a day, lay around and drink whiskey, bet on games, shoot dice, sell some pussy in the street. If we want to gamble in casinos or spend our money in a whorehouse, give the president a blowjob in his big chair in the White House, walk around the streets with all our belongings in little bags, sleep in doorways, piss in the gutter. If we want to sleep away the day and never answer the telephone, take every meal in restaurants and bars and never exercise. And if it comes to the end of the line for us, we have every right to blow our motherfucking brains out, or jump off the bridge, or take ourselves away from here any way we might want to. Then baby, please, we got a right to our bad habits, and it ain't nobody's business if we do.
Cowboy fans. Well, it would string up your mama. believe that everyone in life should have a mission. Making people happy is the height of my ambition. And when I get them happy, well, they stay in that condition. I have a system all my own. I got a lot of what I got. And what I got's all mine. And I'll show you, I can show you if you're feeling blue. Come up and sing me sometime. I got a flat where you can hang your hat. I got a brand new line. Maybe you would like me to explain it all to you. Come up and see me sometime. Come up tonight. I think the paper said the moon will be bright. They should have had it in the columns and all letters by Paul that you'll be falling for me. 'Cause I'm free and you appeal to me. How could it be a crime if you don't get my number? Well, my number's in the book. Come up and see me sometime.
Come on. When the United States was born some 200 years ago, it was dedicated to a bold new concept of pushing people around, of setting back the cause of life, liberty, and the individual's pursuit of happiness.
This kind of thinking is what causes the young to rebel. An example is this, written across a poster at a local theater in Philadelphia.
A-W-O-L, period. A-W-O-L, period. A-W-O-L, period. A-W-O-L, period.
What's happening? The U.S. launches a second night of attacks inside Afghanistan with explosions reported at Kabul and Kandahar.
Workers at Ground Zero cheer the U.S. attack on the terrorists.
I hope they're looking for the rest of their lives.
I'm Mona Rivera. I'll have that story coming up.
They're not for an eye, so there's no one left to stare. But we're blind anyway, so we don't care. Cell phone goes off in the car like a bomb going off. USA is at war. Lives are lost. Who is the cause? Seeing things like never before. People jumping from 80 floors. We can't take anymore. It's on. An eye for an eye. Don't realize that's why we lost so many lives. Husbands and wives. Black, brown, and white. It just isn't right. But that's how we fight. Dirty. That's how we rule worldly. Don't think of the innocent people. We might be hurting. The lies get buried. The truth gets blurry. Too late to worry. Ignorance comes from fury. Get on your knees and start with your Hail Mary. This world is scary. The end might be coming in a hurry. We don't care. An eye for an eye till there's no one left to stare. Bloodshed causes us to bow our heads. Toss and turn in bed like candles for the dead. When will it end? We search for our friends. Lending a hand to those who can't stand. And kneel down on sacred land. Head in hand. Don't understand. We're in a war zone. Broken bones, broken homes. Fighting over oil, but killing the ozone. Germ warfare infects the air. You want better, so there. Three atomic bombs, now nothing is there. Quick to kill, but to be humble we don't dare. As long as someone else dies, it's fair. Yo, we can't stop here. Realize our fears and terrorize for years. People die and people cheer. Never take time to shed tears or realize the end is near. Now it's all very clear. The end is right here. An eye for an eye till there's no one left to stare. But we're blind anyway, so we don't care.
Hey, yo, an eye for an eye, a you for you. A lot of people die, the shit we all going through. Imagine how many folks is just walking through. So oblivious to the awful that the shit fall on you. They say we turn to normal. We going to war, nigga, what the fuck's wrong with you? Better what you gonna do? You were so gangster, right? Some PLO store cats and DLO war rats. The horror changed your life. 222 flights in 18 minutes. 5,000 or so lights. Distinguished speaking English. The world trade held the world slaves. They only let it fall so they could upgrade the cheese and the maize. Start inquiring. I ache for the firemen, the families, the wounds in their worlds being ran on TV. Someone's conspiring to make me believe. Do some of wiring in me. I'm not revising, no, I'm trying to be free. I hope the crying did enough. Desensitizing. Watch the clock. Check the timing on the block. With the iron and Comstock. With the iron livestock. With the irons mind lock. With the iron spine rock. With the iron the Iraqi, Randy, Afghani, Pakistani, and Palestinian niggas trying to get their land free. Used to be us niggas being hanged from the tree. But the only difference is they had the heart to up the ante. Oppression breeds riot. Suppression breeds war on the tyrants. They tired. America is huge. It took a WGC to the cheek just to bruise. I watch the latest BS each week on the news. Each week on the news. They even speak on the Jews. For our freedom's new rules. I can see them do the moves. If this country's so powerful and Bush is such a hero, how he let somebody turn my hometown to ground zero?
An eye for an eye till there's no one left to stare. We're blind anyway, so we don't care. Premonitions made real what was considered fiction. Step was put into play by the devil's contingent. The government in charge knew the terrorists were at large, but did not deter them from their mission. You think they don't study predictions? They want the third war, and this gave them permission to continue execution, innocent persecution. The world amidst confusion, don't know that we are all losing. The earth that we've been using, abusing, sucking the juices. How will we heal from the bruises? What are the uses? The fuse is lit. I predict we'll lose quick. What Mother Nature built before she got sick. What will you eat? What will you drink? When money can't get you shit. The snake offered you the apple, but you can't chew what you bit. And that's it, damn it, went by so quick.
Osama bin Laden is threatening more terrorism.
Not for an eye, so there's no one left to stare. We're blind anyway, so we don't care. And not for an eye, so there's no one left to stare. We're blind anyway, so we don't care. I do not see what you see. You do not hear what I say. WTC, it is for you that I pray. WTC, World Trade Center, what's the cause? Work to change, work to create, wish to connect, want to try. Watch them climb, watch towers crash, wishes turn cloudy, whisper to Christ. Watch the children, wish time could wash this clean. Witness the corruption, war that conquers. W targets countries, white torn claw, wrists turn cold. Watch the cloud, wrap the city, watch the calamity. Work towards charity, women try calming. Weakness to courage, worthless to cooperate. Watching them corroborate, wounds to clean. Work to counterbalance, winding the clock. Willingness to counsel, wife tries cooking. Washing the clothing, working the corner. Writing to cause, well wishing the children. Wanting to create worlds to cradle. Want to cover, wrong to cry. Wisdom takes crossroads. Women think consciously, waiting to contact. Witches turn counselors. WTC.
Okay, you heard two songs from an AWOL CD. This comes with AWOL magazine, AWOL. It's the summer 2002 issue. I played some on the show last week that a lot of people couldn't hear. Online, they're awol.objector.org. And from this full-length CD that comes with the summer 2002 issue, you heard the last two tracks. The last one was La Bruja with Big Worm doing WTC. Before that, DJ Ian Head did AWOL Interlude. Before that, you heard DOA doing World War III and New Wave Sucks. They did a number of versions of World War III. This one is from the newly reissued incredible first album of theirs from 1980 called Something Better Change. And it's on their independent label, Sudden Death Records, suddendeath.com. So if you like that version, it's from Something Better Change by DOA, suddendeath.com. Before DOA, you heard Mae West doing Come Up and See Me Sometime. MDC did John Wayne Was a Nazi. John Sinclair did Ain't Nobody's Business. And before the Frank Rizzo PSA and the Invest in Cardboard parody, Patti Smith Group did the Dick Cheney song, Pumping My Heart. And Mark Levy did Take Off Your Clothes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is for Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype, Part 2. A couple of plugs, and then we'll do a very special time that we have on the show. Early organizing for the Million Marijuana March of 2003 at groups.yahoo.com/group/MillionMarijuanaMarch, SaveInternetRadio.org. Jennifer Hunter, Ivy League Educated Dominatrixes, or however you pluralize that. Dominatrix, Marlon the Great Engineer says, and that's probably right. At JenniferHunterConsulting.com or 215-627-JENN, and be sure to say the Reverend sent you. To support T.L. and Susie Wall, the married couple charged with prostitution for their sexual technique workshops, or to check out their video line, including an erotic version of Star Wars, which I still have to yet to see, but want to, videoalt.com, videoalt.com. The People's Strike this October, abolishthebank.org, the forthcoming Godless Americans March, godlessamericans.org, Harm Reduction Conference this December with Dr. Joycelyn Elders as keynote speaker, which alone is worth it, sponsored by numerous AIDS organizations, hepatitis C groups, needle exchange service providers, Dance Safe and Danzine, courtesy of the Harm Reduction Coalition, harmreduction.org. New and great articles at truthout.org. New information on how W. Bush is screwing over the people called psychiatric survivors, mindfreedom.org. Just got an email about that. Article, Whose Court, Whose Law, at mumia.org, M-U-M-I-A.org. Two articles from In These Times, inthesetimes.com. Lies Distort, Harass, Anti-Abortionists Take Aim at Public Schools, by Eleanor J. Batter. This is about assholes like Life Dynamics, Mark Crutcher, and Neil Horsley of the Abortion Hit List website, harassing public schools and abortion providers by threatening them that if they do not report underage people who get abortions to the state, they will try to sue them and say they failed to report possible youth abuse and blah, blah, blah. It's the latest bullshit tactic from the American Christian Taliban and anti-abortion terrorists. Also from inthesetimes.com, Fascists for Shay, White Supremacists Infiltrate the Anti-Globalization Movement. Both articles at inthesetimes.com. Fascism's Firm Footprint in India, by Arundhade Roy at thenation.com. A Year of War and Repression. Does the war on terrorism mean more terror at home? Open Forum, Speak Out, Speakers, and Open Mic. Tuesday, September 17th, 7 to 9 p.m., Philadelphia Ethical Society, 1906 South Rittenhouse Square, Philadelphia, by the Philadelphia Anti-War Forum. Northampton Bill of Rights Defense Committee, featured recently at the Now with Bill Moyer show, and they're at gif.org/nbordc. Great, great, great article and graphics. George Carlin on the Gulf War, and a hilarious picture of activists wearing their Fuck Bush shirts at conspiracyplanet.com. I know this is a long link, but it's worth it. I know I'm notorious for giving long links. conspiracyplanet.com/channel.cfm ? Channel ID equals 104, the and sign above the 7, and content ID equals 554, and sign PAGE equals 1, and that'll be on the playlist, and the weekly playlist archives, and the playlist that you can get emailed to you. Oh, how many more plugs? Protest Bush happening in Trenton. He's doing a fundraiser for Forrester. He is running against a Democrat named Torricelli, who was a big fucking buffoon. He got caught in some kind of minor scandal. It's like the Lewinsky thing, except it's business. But like his idiot friend Bill Clinton, he does 100,000 mea culpas and begging forgiveness and apologizing, while his opponent, a bigger criminal, and friend of the rich, Forrester, capitalizes on that and is running wild at the polls now. And believe me, the Reverend is no Democrat. But anyway, Bush is going to be at a Forrester fundraiser, and there was a protest in Trenton, New Jersey, called for by the Coalition for Peace Action at 9:30 on September 23rd. And if that's wrong, I'll email that or put it on the web. At the Sovereign Bank Arena in Trenton at 9:30 a.m., called for by the Coalition for Peace Action, severe changes to legal Bill of Rights. No, severe changes to legal rights of America. RENCE, R-E-N-C-E, RENCE.com/general29/rights.htm. Okay, we'll do video reviews, and in that special time, let me know when you're ready. Mr. Engineer, who's spaced out, and for good reason. Let's see, video reviews. JFK, which, yes, is now on Spanish TV, the only TV I can stand anymore. JFK, which is actually brilliant. It was trashed by Time and Newspeak, considering how much they are corporate hoes and cheerleaders for the W. Bush regime, they have no room to trash anything. It was actually very realistic and very good, a brilliant film and recommendable. JFK and a Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason movie that's on video and is great called The Toy. And I watched that with a friend recently and wanted to share that with you because it was so funny. Actually, I've been on a Richard Pryor kick, but I didn't want to review any more of them. And now it's getting to be a very special time. Once again, as I am here at Radio Volta with Marlon, the great engineer, Sunday, September 15th, 2002, at RadioVolta.org. and infidelguy.com. It is time once again for Asshole of the Week. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... You're killing me. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is... Homeland, Fatherland, Gangland, Security Chief, Tom Ridge. In the wake of the September 11th anniversary and all of the hypocrisy and Taliban-influenced Memorial Church State festivals and declarations of war against other people's terrorism and... So highly selective war against terrorism. In one whole year, not a fucking word about white male Christian terrorists. Not a word about Eric Rudolph, who was still at large after bombing two abortion clinics, a gay bar, and the 1996 Olympics. Not a word about the anti-abortion terrorists with a 20-year history of over 100 bombings, over a dozen shooting incidents, the use of butyric acid, anthrax threats, and fake anthrax mailings for 10 years, abduction of a doctor and his wife in 1982, not one word acknowledging the American Christian terrorists as their rhetoric has intensified in the last half year with no discouragement from Ayatollah Ashcraft and the asshole of the week, the gangland, the fatherland, the homeland security chief and primary pit bull The Fuhrer himself, Tom Ridge. So therefore, Mr. Ridge, you are asshole of the week. Thank you, Marlon, the great engineer, for generously donating your bodily sounds to the Reverend is in, and this very special time.
What if we just left that on the automatic playlist? Be a little counterproductive, I think, but it would be funny.
It would be funny. There would be some zoned out person sending email saying, "Dude, your show rocks." Listening, yeah. You know, one person.
It would get old after a little while, though.
Yeah, I don't know how long fart sounds are funny. Before we lose the InfidelGuy.com listeners in about 15 minutes, let me say that there's no word on the rumors heard last week that somebody at this kind of corporate mall Woodstockian rip-off festival known as Holiday in the Sun, if anyone did in fact pie the corporate scab dead Kennedys or hit them with slop or something soft and harmless, which, as you know, if you've heard the show before, wins you an entire show of dedication and prizes and plugs and ads or whatever your trip is. And there's a modification to the contest that Pastor Tammy Lynn Jessup of FullGospelRanch.com and Reverend Bookburn have been talking about the last couple of weeks of moaning or moaning of mooning or exposing genitals to an American Christian Taliban group known as the XXX Church. Okay, moaning counts. Marlon wants moaning to count. That many people, a listener emailed this, many people might not have the fortitude to actually moon or flash genitals at Christian theocrats or pretty much anybody. So therefore, we've expanded the eligibility to win by saying that you don't only, you need not moon or expose your own genitals to the American Christian Taliban group known as the XXX Church, but you could use really enlarged poster size pictures or cartoons or erotica or extreme porn, whatever, in their presence, either the next time they are at an erotic convention organized by assholes AVN, Adult Video News, who permits them to table with no regard to the security of all who attend, or anywhere else you happen to find them. But probably the ideal place will be at one of these erotic conventions where this Taliban wannabe group sets up a table. And you can also win if you moon or flash genitals or hold posters of erotica or extreme smut to an anti-abortion group known as Missionaries to the Preborn, who are touring the country right now with enormous banners of really bad and tacky fetal art from their special ed art department. If you get them as well, or if you pie them or throw soft, harmless, biodegradable matter, you also win. So Dead Kennedys, XXX, or the corporate scab version of the Dead Kennedys, or XXX Church, or Missionaries to the Preborn, if you get any of them, you win. Going to play a song by Pete Sears. In the mid-70s, he was in Jefferson Starship, and at some point in the 80s, during the Contra Wars, the American-sponsored death squads in El Salvador and Guatemala, the intensification of the ravaging of the rainforests, on and on. Pete Sears did this incredibly incredibly aware album you'd never expect from him at the time, called Watchfire. It's on Redwood Records, Holly Near's label, with guests Mimi Farina, Jerry Garcia, David Grisman, Holly Near, and others. Again, the record or CD is called Watchfire by Pete Sears, and this track is called One More Innocent. Play.
And it's
Okay, going to play a song for the Bush twins, since they've gone through so much horrifying embarrassment having a corporate hoe, ex-cokehead, numbnuts, village idiot, 9/11 cover-upper for a father. We figure that they will probably really want to drink after the September 11th Taliban-modeled religious services and memorials. And while I couldn't find a prescription drug-related song for Noelle Bush, daughter of Jeb Bush, last week's Asshole of the Week, I do want to play the Bush Twins song. This is the Asylum Street Spankers from Spanker Madness, and older listeners will know that this is a hilarious record and a classic. You can check them out at AsylumStreetSpankers.com. From their All Reefer Songs CD called Spanker Madness, all Reefer songs except for this next song, here is the theme song of the Bush Twins, and it's called Beer.
Speed is a drag, it's a big, big drag. Set your mind on fire, make your organs sag. Coke is a joke, rather take a toke than be broken and a choking with your brain cells smoking. Tripping on acid makes you flaccid. DMT, too rich for me. Heroin, aquarium, a nice fine box to bury in. Marijuana makes me wanna eat candy and eat Madonna with her hair bleached by peroxide, huffing on some nitrous oxide. Well, I've tried them all, and it might sound queer, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 we love beer. I get thrills from pills, but mostly chills from real beer, tussin' in a bottle of NyQuil. XTC's okay with me on airplane glue, you sneeze, I chew. Mohawk girl with a needle in her neck, nervous wreck, gonna call collect. Nicotine is so obscene, and caffeine only makes me need. Up spray paint ain't so quaint, it gives you headaches and makes you faint. Hash is a gas like a blast from the past, but trying to hunt it down is a pain in the ass. Well, I tried them all, and it might sound weird, but my favorite drug is a nice cold beer. Beer, 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 we love beer. From Rome.
just as the wind and the rain and the stars and the sky and the mountains and the streams and the bunny rabbits and the deer and the raccoons and the birds and the insects and the rocks and the Native Americans will far outlast this shithole that some people call civilization. So shall I be there. So shall I be there when you meet your final end. Because this is not Disneyland. This is not Punkland. This is Indian land. This is Indian land. This is Indian land. You must be wondering how I know all of these things. Well, you know, listen up, okay? My will be done.
Okay, can't do a show about such a propagandistic time as the September 11th memorials without playing the following song from the early 80s by NOTA. This goes out to the corporate media from Maximum Rock and Roll's Welcome to 1984 International Compilation CD. This is NOTA doing Propaganda Control.
Propaganda Control.
Okay, you heard Rage Against the Machine doing Bullet in the Head. NOTA did Propaganda Control. Crucifix did When the Top Comes Off. Asylum Street Spankers did Beer. Gang of Four did Anthrax. And started off with Pete Sears doing One More Innocent. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight's theme is Remember September 11th, Forget the Media Hype, Part 2. Next week, the theme is Wag the Dog. And we'll have a lot of news, commentary, and humor about the big drive towards war by the ever-scandalous George W. Numbnuts, Cokehead Executioner, Enron Ho, Corporate Stooge, Civilian Massacrist Bush. Let's see, some September 11th resources. Common Courage Press books, Rogue State, A Guide to the World's Only Superpower, and they are the same publishers as Bleeding the Patient about HMOs and Henry Hyde's Moral Universe. Seven Stories Press, sevenstories.com, Noam Chomsky's 9/11, and Terrorism and War, and gotta find it, by Michael Parenti, The Terrorism Trap, September 11th and Beyond, City Lights Books, citylights.com, and there's another City Lights Books book that's also great on the subject, and there's definitely paper chaos. The Defenestrator is looking for new blood for tasks and projects in Philadelphia area. Defenestrator.org. Philadelphia Anti-War Forum invites you to Stop the War every Friday at 5 p.m., 11th and Market. End the sanctions, no war against Iraq. Anti-War Forum at Prodigy.net. Let's see. Catherine Moon's new CD, and she just had a CD release party this past Friday night. CatherineMoon.com. Catherine with a C. I was going to read some stuff from the new Mother Jones, but there's no time. On Dr. Susan Block's show, DrSusanBlock.com. /Radio Susie 1, Berkeley Free Speech Tango, September 11th articles at drsusanblock.com, What's New, and Terror Journals. At Radio Susie, Nicole Sheridan and Voodoo, Porn's Hottest and Happiest Married Couple, and Amy Camus, Sex Pot, Burlesque, Jazz, Vanilla Kinky, Lounge Singer. And remember Hot Frost's forthcoming product of an herbal treatment for hemorrhoids called Hem Away. And I think we can have listeners buy large quantities so they can be mailed to the Christian Broadcasting Network, Clear Channel, Family Values Congress people, the Regis family, the Bushes, etc. Bob Barr. Let's see. What am I forgetting? Oh, more information on corporate crime. Tyco heads charged with looting $600 million. More stand-up friends of the Bush regime. updates at corpwatch.org. And let's see, speaking of terrorists and civilian massacrists, Oliver North has a new book out. And one of the people who manufactured bin Laden during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. And that guy Ward Sutton, whose cartoons we've been talking about so much locally, they're in Philadelphia City Paper, he is online, found by Marlon the Great Engineer. There it's Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, SuttonImpactStudio.com. This guy is great, especially his schlock and roll cartoons. It's a great cartoon, Service to God, at poetry.rotten.com. Oh, Marlon thinks Ward Sutton is a woman. Okay. All right, I'm used to Leave It to Beaver reruns, where, like they... Yeah, Ward is the father. Don't you remember Beaver's mom said something in an old episode, like, Ward, don't you think you were too hard on the Beaver last night? I don't know. It stuck out in my head. I never forgot it. But anyway. All right. Ward Sutton, whoever, whatever gender, if any, that person is findable at SuttonImpactStudio.com. For the altar boy kneeling before the priest, Service to God cartoon, go to poetry.rotten.com/stained-glass, and that's worth it. And from Zardo's, there's a lot of things like Jesus Fooled Everybody or Evil Jesus and all kinds of funny satire. Go to Zardo's, which is at gate.com/Zardo's, Z-A-R-D-O-Z, /pictures. And those are hilarious links. Next week, I'm still waiting on that report on the U.S. military's use of dogs and experiments, since everybody grossed out watching the Akita tape. So we're going to give a report on the same acts being perpetrated courtesy of the U.S. taxpayers' monies and how they are used. What else? Tom Tomorrow's cartoons at thismodernworld.com. Updates on the U.S. Navy bombing experiments at Vieques Island, ViequesLibre.com, ViequesLibre, ViequesLibre.com. All right, I do believe that's every plug. It's not. The Military Spending Clock at cdi.org/msc/clock.html. Let's see, pieman.org, the great Pie Man. From Alternative Tentacles, the Milano Hardcore Book of Posters and Photos, plus the Skate Punk series, reissues of old Butthole Surfers classics, Jello Biafra's The Big Kaboom Part 1, a CD about September 11th, and the benefit for Afghan women in RAWA called Dropping Food on Their Heads is Not Enough, 32 artists. All of this at AlternativeTentacles.com. And remember, the boycott against the corporate scab dead Kennedys is still on. MoveOn.org and EndTheWar.org. Now I think it's everybody. This handwriting is atrocious. All right, any more, I'll just do them later. But I do believe that is every plug. And we did Asshole of the Week. We did video reviews. Next week is Wag the Dog. And we're going to have a lot of fun with that, too. And there'll be great music. We're going to go back in time to a near-nuclear meltdown Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 1979, Three Mile Island, which happened just after the China Syndrome film came out. This was, I believe, the first song to come out about Three Mile Island from local band at the time called Risa and the Rooters. It's about Three Mile Island, and it's called TMI.
You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you're hearing us on the radio, you're listening to WPEB 88.1 FM, Philadelphia.
Welcome to Between...
The group that we said was the primary target of the Moon or Exposure Genitals to a Theocrat group, the group known as XXX Church, is kind of funny. If you look them up on the Google search, there's dozens and dozens of links provided at google.com. And I thought I'd share the funniest ones with you. By far, the most hilarious, they won't call him President Bush. They'll call him Resident Bush. And the site itself is funny, residentbush.com. But this is a very special link, residentbush.com/WDUBYA_official-puppet.html That's residentbush.com/w_official-puppet.html. What else do you find when Google searching the XXX Church? XXXChurchGirls.com. And you gotta see that one. And SluttyNuns.com, which is pretty funny. And then Hot Sex in Church. And if you want to see Hot Sex in Church, go to bondagecuffs.com/storylog.htm. Once again, that's Hot Sex in Church at bondagecuffs.com/storylog.html. And I'm going to play a track from Paul Krasner. And I know I've been playing this a lot, and I played this track recently, but it's a must for the September 11th themed show. And in light of all the repetitious crap that's been going on at these hypocrisy festivals, where no mention of Christian terrorists ever come up, or the people who fight them, like the ProChoiceLeague.com, who are true heroes, and do it without all the fanfare, I thought I can be a little repetitious. So, this is Paul Krasner from his now-released Irony Lives, and to hear the band introduction by the guy who provides the voice of Homer Simpson, you can go to paulkrasner.com, Paul, K-R-A-S-S-N-E-R.com. And this is on Artemis Records, A-R-T-E-M-I-S, artemisrecords.com. This track, and you can participate later in this live fun fest, this track goes out to Ayatollah Ashcraft, John Ashcroft. It's called In the Guise of Security.
I had a flashback recently to 1968, a Democratic convention in Chicago. There was an unbirthday party for Lyndon Johnson, and I was speaking there, and a reporter who had interviewed Lyndon Johnson told me that after the formal question and answer session, LBJ said to him, "You know, what the communists are really saying is, fuck you, Lyndon Johnson." And nobody says, "Fuck you, Lyndon Johnson," and gets away with it. And so I announced to this audience that I was going to count three, and they could join me in saying, "Fuck you, Lyndon Johnson," and getting away with it. And I did it, and it came back at me like an audio tidal wave. You know, it was the yippies and the clean for jeans and the freelance protesters and the Democrats and liberals, just one voice in unison. So I had this flashback at a rally led by Ralph Nader in San Francisco. And Nader had morphed from a consumer advocate into an anti-war leader at this point. So at this rally, I mentioned that Cokie Roberts was being interviewed by another reporter. They asked if there was any opposition to the war, and Cokie said, "None that matters." And the audience there started booing and hissing, so I said, "Would you like to join me in saying, fuck you, Cokie Roberts?" And I counted to three, and again, it was an audio tidal wave, that feeling of being united. And then somebody else did there, Medea Benjamin, who ran in the Green Party for the Senate. And she asked the whole audience, in one word, what is really behind this war? And the audience was very savvy, and they all shouted, oil, because the Caspian Sea is what they really wanted, to get the oil underneath there and send it by way of the Taliban and then the Al-Qaeda, sort of like a bucket brigade. Now, the Internet is something I've gotten into a lot recently, because there's a whole spectrum of information you can get. So at one end of that spectrum, I learned that Russell Crowe is very self-conscious because he has cottage cheese thighs. I hadn't known that. There's a band out there called Blink 182, and they got their name because the word fuck is said 182 times in the remake of the movie Scarface. Somebody was there in the audience with a tally sheet. I learned from the Internet that Marilyn Manson had two of his ribs removed so he can give himself head. People have a goal and they pursue it. But at the other end of the spectrum is information that you don't get in the mainstream media. And you can check the truth of something I learned from Google.com. I had heard that John Ashcroft, our attorney general, before he was inaugurated as governor of Missouri twice and then as senator, he anointed himself in Crisco cooking oil. And I can't tell anymore what's the news and what's somebody's hoax. I saw in the Washington Post that Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell blamed the terrorist attack on lesbians and the ACLU and the abortion rights movement. I saw it in the Washington Post, and I still think it's a hoax. I mean, it couldn't be that much of a parody of themselves. So I typed in Google.com, John Ashcroft and Crisco, and about 50 references came up, and it was true. The man who is now trampling upon our civil liberties anointed himself with cooking oil. But we all know how to act sane. We're all nuts. You know, we have... The phone rings. Hello. Yes. Speaking. Oh, no, no, I'm sorry. I already have three long-distance lines. Thank you very much. Goodbye. So those guys are all totally nuts. Donald Rumsfeld, the Secretary of Defense, people are saying, now what about those prisoners there in those cages? Isn't that real cruel and inhuman punishment? Now, first of all, they say, no, you know, they're not prisoners of war. They're criminal detainees. Because if they were prisoners of war, they would have had to wear uniforms. I mean, they were wearing uniforms, turbans and raggedy clothes. That's their uniform. They don't all have to have camouflage like in the airport. I saw the National Guards guys because they took my shoes. Not the National Guard. They're just standing there. But the screener took my shoes, and I was worried because I didn't put odor readers in them. And I heard that odor readers will take away any traces of explosives residue. But these guys are in the airport, and they're wearing these camouflage uniforms, you know, with green and brown leaves, which is good for the jungle, but not an airport. They stand out. I mean, if they really wanted to wear camouflage, they would have had light blue uniforms with, like, little airplanes taking off. So, you know, you want to say to Donald Rumsfeld, if they were the POWs, of course, then they would be subject to the privileges of the Geneva Conventions. Have you ever been to a Geneva Convention? Very interesting. You can get cluster bombs real cheap. So Donald Rumsfeld doesn't like all this complaining. He says, look, these prisoners are being treated humanely. They have privileges that you Americans don't have. What do you mean? Well, they can go to Cuba and you can't. So it turns out that the moderate in this whole group is Colin Powell. I mean, he's saying now that condoms are okay, as long as you get a court order, I think, something like that. But nevertheless, he was the one who tried to cover up the My Lai massacre. He was the one when he was the first African-American head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and even though Clinton was trying to get the right of gays to fight in the military, Colin Powell fought against it, and he said it's because gays in the military would make the other men in the barracks uncomfortable if a gay man was sleeping in the same barracks with them. And, you know, you want to say, look, General Powell, isn't that the same thing you used to say about blacks, that you don't want them to be in the military because it will make the men uncomfortable in the barracks if there's a black man sleeping in the same barracks with them? And Powell says, well, you have to understand, we never told anybody we were black. So what's happening is, before our very eyes, the formation of a police state. You know, to us, we might think this is a bad thing. To cops, it's a great thing. A police state, I like that. We want a police world. So if you'd care to join me now in saying, fuck you, John Ashcroft, I'll count three, okay? One, two, three. Fuck you, John Ashcroft! Oh. Isn't it a liberating feeling to be a political activist? So, but what happens now is, you know, it permeates your consciousness. I mean, I'll go to a restaurant and I'm eating and the waitress always comes over and says, how's everything? And I'll say, well, I'd like a little more salad dressing. My knee hurts and I'm concerned about creeping fascism. I mean, remember when George W. said that it would be much easier for him to be a dictator? Remember that? He actually said it. I didn't make that up. And, of course, his wish is coming true now. I mean, the difference between him and his father is that former President Bush said, read my lips, and George W. is saying, read Mein Kampf.
That was Paul Krasner doing In the Guise of Security from Irony Lives. And at RadioVolta.org, DJ Derek has canceled. So you're going to hear stuff that Marlon, the great engineer, has queued up on the computer, which could be anything. If you want to write to me, write RevBookburn@FullGospelRanch.com. And the new Reverend Bookburn page is at FullGospelRanch.com/RevBookburn. Check out Save Our Secularity at groups.yahoo.com/save_our_secularity. Pastor Tammy Lynn at FullGospelRanch.com. And next week, the theme is Wag the Dog, and that will be a lot of fun. So, see you next week.
Swing your ma and swing your pa. Swing that gal from Arkansas. It's the Tuesday Night Square Dance, featuring live old-timey music, live caller, free refreshments. It all happens at St. Mary's Church on the Penn Campus, the second Tuesday of the month, 7:30 to 10 p.m. No partner is necessary. All are welcome, and admission is only $5. For more info, call Bill at 215-477-8434.
Institutional in any of their evidence. There is also the Timoney 3 case. This involves three men allegedly assaulting former Philadelphia Police Commissioner John Timoney. Timoney had testified that he and two other officers on bikes were patrolling near the convention center when they spotted protesters attempting to overturn a car. Timoney then testified that he and his colleagues stopped to make arrests when a scuffle broke out between the cops and the protesters. A lot of these charges were thrown out in a preliminary hearing, where it was found that there was not enough evidence to go to court and on these charges. However, in a very unusual move, the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office appealed the preliminary and managed to get most of them reinstated. The three people charged